Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Came across a great story that really ties in well, I think, with the fact that this is Juneteenth and a celebration of freedom, and somebody who broke the glass ceiling, becoming the first African-American principal at Alderdice, is being celebrated. And I met Jeff Parker, who is a, among other things, social worker, addiction specialist, and author. Take the High Road is his book, but he gave me a heads up about a very special man. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about William Fisher.
Well, Mr. Fisher, he was just a very admirable man, and he also was one of a kind. He knew everybody's name in Taylor Alderdice. He knew who your brother or sister was. He knew the year that they graduated. I mean, it was just amazing. And we called him the Hook, and that was his nickname, and it was because if you were caught with your hat on in the school, he would snatch it off your head and take it into his office, and he would hang it on the hook in the principal's office. And I called him the Hook because I often cut, just like many others, and I visualized like the dog catcher putting the hook up under your collar and dragging you back to the school.
So do you know how many years he served as principal at Alderdice? Because Rich Fitzgerald
I believe it was 20. I think he went from 71 to 91.
Well, Rich Fitzgerald went to Central, but his wife went to Alderdice, I believe he said, and everybody knew who Mr. Fisher was, right?
Absolutely, and they still do. I mean, we surprised him a couple of times at Alderdice. He thought he was just coming back to, like, do a tour with a former student who, you know, had a camera and was going to do a little thing to put on the Alderdice page. And about 30 to 50 of us showed up, some from across the country. And he was, and we all interviewed with Mr. Fisher, and he was just so pleased, and it was wonderful. And then a few years ago, we all sent him Christmas cards, and he ended up with 300 to 400 Christmas cards from all across the country. And that's what we're doing this year. Everybody is sending him a birthday card, and we're suggesting, but not insisting, that they put a dollar bill in there, and so a penny for each year. and I'm sure he's going to receive hundreds.
So the official date is Saturday, but obviously you can send these cards starting tomorrow, since the mail service is now operating on this federal holiday. However, I want to give people a chance to do that. So we're going to share his address online, and we'll get our producer to post this so that we can have as many people who want to participate. Or do you have a place where they can go to get more details?
No, the address you have, is it Juniper Village?
That's it.
Yes, that would be the correct address. That's where it gets sent. And amazingly so, I think on his birthday, they are celebrating the class of 74's 50th high school reunion, and I'll be darned if Mr. Fisher isn't going to be attending that as well. So he's just an amazing man.
What do you think really stood out about him that so many people still care and feel this great emotional attachment to?
Yeah, it's something that as a person, a counselor, a therapist that I have been over the years, something, a quality that he has that I have tried to emulate, and that is he knows that when I needed a kick in the butt, and he knew when I needed a hug. And Mr. Fisher would provide whichever one you needed, and he did it very well.
Well, I think this is a great effort, so salute to Mr. Fisher again. Yes. Former principal.
Can I tell you one quick story just to get the gist of what he so we used to confessions must be made here. We used to have kegs at Frick Park near Taylor Alderdice, and we would cut class and on days like this. And so one morning during homeroom at about 7:30, 8 o'clock, he said, "Good morning, everybody." He says, "It's going to be a beautiful day, sunny day in Pittsburgh." He says, "And I just want everyone to know," he says, "that on a day like this, I like a good cold beer, too." He said, "So I'll see all of you at 12 o'clock at Frick Park." And he just bursted our bubble. We had to make different plans.
Jeff Parker, appreciate you sharing this with us. Thank you, partner.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
And check out Jeff's work, by the way. Take the High Road. It's actually an incredible story of his own. But people coming together for Mr. Fisher from Alderdice High School. Heading to the Pirates game, here's a headline, Paul. Hydrate. I wonder what measures the teams are taking for their players to be out on the field. Meanwhile, we have a chance for you to see the Pirates July 6th. That's a Saturday at PNC Park, 4:05 first pitch against the New York Mets. And 412-922-1020 is our number. And we'd love for you to go. 20,000. We'll take home the Pirates Hawaiian shirt. This is a fan favorite. So if you get a chance, you could go to that Pirates game weekend. Man, that's coming up. That's just in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, speaking of baseball, it was so great to talk to Steve Blass, Pirate for Life, more than a half a century as a player and broadcaster with the Pirates.
The story he told us about the moment that Willie Mays shared with Roberto Clemente in the dugout was made my whole day.
And I ended up seeing a picture of that moment, which I'll send you. You have your phone there handy?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to send
it. I was
it
just
to
on
you.
It a moment ago.
Well, I sent this because Steve Blass said he was there in the dugout. And he said what an honor it was to be with those two. And then there's a picture. So Roberto Clemente gets his 3,000th hit, right?
Oh, that's a great pick.
And Willie Mays, then with the Mets, comes over and shakes his hand. Kind of welcomes him to a very special and elite club.
This picture is special.
Isn't it? There's something magical about that.
The look on Roberto's face is one of accomplishment and serenity.
Yeah,
don't you think? And it's joy. Willie Mays is joy.
It's interesting you say that because he got his 3,000th hit on the last day of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time.
The last at-bat.
Wow. When you put it like that, we'll post this picture, by the way. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, good one. Good get. How did you find that one?
You know what? Andrew Filippone from The Fan found it.
That's great.
And probably heard us talking to Steve Blass about that exact moment. And then Steve sent me a note. He said, because I think this is noteworthy, he said, "How great. What an incredible honor to just be standing in the same dugout with these two."
And now that's coming from someone who was a two-game star in the World Series in 1970 or 1971.
Yeah, and I texted him back. I said, and they with you too.
Right, right.
I consider Steve one of the all-time greats, certainly one of the all-time great people. This story, tragically, about North Park. I spent a lot of time in North Park, and I basically grew up right outside of North Park. That was my backyard as a kid. And for years and years, we would ride our bicycles all over North Park, and I heard about this incident last night along one of the trails. I guess it's near Pierce Mill Road and North Ridge Drive in McCandless. And if you know the park there, there's, I guess it's one of those groves, Olympia Grove.
Right, Olympia.
But this 63-year-old Wexford man, Robert Anderson, was riding his bike. I'm guessing it's probably maybe a mountain bike because those trails. And came across, obviously unbeknownst to him, the live wires that were down. And he was electrocuted.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And
8 o'clock at night, the light's not going to be as good in that area. I would imagine there's some tree cover.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So maybe he didn't see what was ahead on the path.
And county 911 dispatchers were notified about 8:20. First responders discovered Anderson among the live wires, but weren't able to reach him until 10:30. 2 hours and 10 minutes later, because they had to wait for Duquesne Light to cut the power to the wires.
That's how busy the Duquesne Light utility crews are. It took 2.5 hours to get to an emergency scene from what they've been doing, restoring power.
Oh, man. That's so tragic.
It is.
And so atypical. I mean, I've never heard of that.
It's a first for me. Yeah.
So they, Holly Geithner, a Duquesne Light spokesperson, put out a statement saying, quote, "We are deeply saddened by this tragic accident. Our hearts go out to his family during this difficult time. We are working closely with local emergency responders and park officials to investigate the incident." Man, it's sad that that storm on Monday ends up taking a life in this way, a full day later.
Not only a deadly storm, but also a disruptive storm. It hardly has not touched it many parts of the community. Most people had some problem from this storm, whether it was power out or debris in the yard, a little bit of damage in the outdoors, or perhaps a shingle taken off the roof.
Yeah, and they said the National Weather Service did classify parts of the storm as a microburst.
We're looking to talk to them about that, and hopefully we'll have a story later today.
60 mile an hour plus winds, and I felt it. I told you, shingles were coming off a roof of a building, apartment building, and one whizzed by my head, and I had a hard time standing up in that moment. And this is right before the heavy rains, and I thought to myself, if that shingle would have hit me. And we talked yesterday to Patrick O'Connor, and he said he opened his window to see.
Yes, yes.
And a branch hit him on the head.
Flew right into the... And this is the reason why I object to the television reporters being out in the winds during tropical storms and hurricanes, because a flying object like the one you describe could very easily injure or even kill a reporter that's out in the elements when it's not necessary.
Yeah, I feel terrible for that family.
Yeah, me too.
924 KDK from the
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, now open. Let's get the latest down to rush. Here's Brandon Rossi.
Thanks, Larry. The Parkway East inbound, very, very heavy as you get around Edgewood Avenue. Slowdowns begin in between that and the Britton Road overpass, while the Parkway West inbound, that has some pretty heavy traffic right by the runaway truck sand pile. With AAA Traffic on the Fives, I'm Brandon Rossi on the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Well, you know the drill by now. We have excessive heat, so the advisory is good through at least Friday. I think they'll probably extend that into Saturday, where we're looking at 95. And talking to Rich Fitzgerald earlier today, Paul, Rich said, we have never reached 100 degrees in the month of June in the history of since they've been taking weather information in Pittsburgh.
Might take a run at that on Friday.
We're going to be close at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Meantime, we're already at 80, right?
81.
And
real field of 84.
All right. So coming up, we've got Christine Sorensen going to join us, talk about Kidsburg and more right after the news next. Hour, he finally got his power back in just the last hour, so I'm sure he's happy about that. Some people have to wait, what did I hear, Sunday till 1. Meanwhile, every Wednesday, we welcome in studio Christine Sorensen, anchorwoman, KDK-TV, and of course, Marty Griffin's wife of 21 years, right?
Very good,
21.
Yes, thank you.
And
thank
I saw you and the family at West Side Story, and Marty said he loved it.
Yes, it was our celebration for Marty's birthday and Father's Day, kind of all in one. We had dinner downtown and the show. It was amazing. I mean, the Pittsburgh CLO does incredible productions. They have a whole series of shows they do every summer, Broadway shows. A lot of people come in from New York to be in the shows. Incredible talent. And Marty's just walked in. Marty, you love the West Side Story, huh?
There's a lady in front of us. Late 40s.
Oh, I heard you talking about this yesterday.
The entire show.
On a dating app.
With four dudes. She's hitting on, picking up four dudes during the show. And Chloe's sitting beside me, our 16-year-old, and we're reading her texts. And there's guys at Atria's, I'm not exaggerating this, drinking beer, toasting her, sending her videos during West Side Story.
Yeah.
I wanted to smack that phone.
Yeah. No reflection on the show, to be fair.
Oh, no, the show was insane.
The show was incredible. And to be honest, if you ever go to a show, you may not realize your phone in that dark theater, even on the dimmest setting, is very distracting to those around
you. You have to be a dimwit, too.
It was really rude. Really rude.
You need to be extracted from the theater if you're doing that repeatedly.
It was obnoxious.
There shouldn't, unless you are a doctor and you're on call.
Thank you.
Don't pick up your phone.
It's ridiculous.
Don't. It's
but
just
it was
so
a hell of
rude.
A show, and they're wonderful people, what? And the ushers.
The show
and
is amazing, and they've got lots more shows this summer, including Music Man, Young Frankenstein, Seussical, Color Purple, and I wanted to mention because we got the tickets for $10 for each child.
Really cool.
So they have a really great, they've done backflips, the CLO, to help make it easier for families to come. So they have this thing called Family Pass. So for every adult ticket you buy, you can get up to four tickets for kids at just $10 a ticket. And they'll seat you with you, not like in the back of the theater or something.
That is
the director loves this. The guy who runs the whole thing loves Larry. He came in here, he ignored me and talked to Larry the whole time. Larry's his boy.
And then in addition...
Larry hasn't paid for a show since the cavemen.
They also have babysitting. They call it show care for kids 3 to 12.
Wait, Marty.
For kids 3 to 12, they have show care. And they have babysitting for kids. But it's not just babysitting. They're going to teach the kids the songs and dances from that show.
You mentioned this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That is actually
Isn't that
incredible.
Cool?
By the way, what dating app was that that this woman
Bumble.
Was on? Bumble.
Stumble. Oh, something else happened.
Stumble.
Oh, no.
Disabled older woman.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they have spaces in the back for wheelchairs. This old lady didn't want to sit there. During the show, they wheel her down the aisle. It took them 15 minutes to get her into her chair while she's standing in front of all these patrons. I respect the hell out of the fact that Granny was there. But the reason why they have those special seats, honey, is so that she can be comfortable and she can get, there's no way she can get out of her seat.
To be honest, it would have been fine if she was there before the show, except that it was during the show that she was trying to move in the middle of a, you
know. And so, you know me, I'm taking notes on all this stuff. I'm like, this is all content.
I heard you talking to Ariana and Patrick about the dating app thing.
Bumble.
Stumble.
And by the way, she's on a date with a dude. So it must have been some kind of a swinger thing or something. You know what I'm saying, Larry?
All right, that's Pittsburgh, CLO.
She's swinging, Larry. I'm swinging. Four
this
dudes.
Is supposed to be Kidsburg, kid-friendly segment.
Well, the parents get it, I guess.
There's so many different ways to have kids these days, Larry.
Okay. On that note, thank you, Marty.
And
apparently, he had a very exciting birthday weekend. All right, what else do you have on the list?
Gosh.
Kidsburg, hey, summer officially starts tomorrow. It already has been feeling like summer here for the past week. What do you got going on
for my
families?
Gosh. Let me tell you, we just put out this Kidsburg Summer Guide with 75-plus family-focused events and activities. There are so many things to do. So this is a perfect time if your kids are bored, okay? Their mom, I'm bored, which happened literally the first day my son was off school. Send them to kidsburg.org. They know how to use websites. Show them this link here to our guide, and they will find something to do. You will find some things you're going to enjoy. We have everything from shows like princess theater shows to magic shows to shows at the aviary, free shows, all kind of fun stuff. Exhibits at places like the Science Center, the zoo, historical exhibits, the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, free things like the movies in the park or guided hikes. Festivals like Pogo Palooza this weekend, the Big Butler Fair, Little Italy Days. I mean, you name it.
Oh.
There's so much going on. Free admission at the Carnegie Museum this weekend if you sign up in advance. I mean, there's just so many things. I suggest you create a bucket list with your kids if you can. That's what we did. It would be fun. Everybody wrote down a couple things they really wanted to do, and then we'd try and schedule them or check them off the list. Yeah, it was fun.
You know who used to love the Big Butler Fair? John Shumway.
Oh.
He used to go up there and, you know, they have all the kids from 4-H. He used to like to mingle with the animals.
We love the Big Butler Fair. In fact, I literally just wrote down in my calendar, it starts June 29th, so a week from this Friday.
Yeah.
And it runs for two weekends and the week in between, too. But we took the kids when they were little, and we loved it. I mean, especially seeing the animals. But I want to bring them back now that they're older. I think they'll have a whole new appreciation. But there's fun things like the school bus, what do you call it, the derby?
Right.
Demolition derby.
Thank you. With school bus.
Right. I mean, so many fun things.
And just a warning to parents, do not take home a rabbit as a pet.
Good advice.
Fair. Yeah, just we'll leave it at that. And
yes.
One more thing. You got something coming up this Saturday at the Children's Museum.
Yeah, I just want to highlight, first of all, my go-to place with kids in the summer is the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and the Museum Lab, which in the summers is open from noon to five. That's for kids a little bit older. It's all part of the same campus, same admission. And this weekend, they have something special called Meet the Makers. So artists are coming in to work with kids one-on-one and show them how to make really cool things from ceramics to mosaics, tufting, which is like a fiber art, geometry and math art, all kind of fun stuff. So check out kidsburg.org. You'll see that and so much more.
truly a great resource. Kidsburg.org.
Oh, so
moms, dads, if you're looking for something, there's plenty for everybody. All right, Christine, thank you.
Thanks.
And Marty will rejoin us for a preview of his shortened inside story with the Get Marty team because baseball.
That's right, at noon today.
Coming up right after the news with Paul Rasmussen, Marty Griffin, take you up to baseball, the rubber match with the Bucks and the Reds from PNC Park.
It's nice, man, that they seem to be winning more. I like this. It's very exciting.
Yeah, they got a lot of young talent.
Cool, man.
Pitchers are attracting a lot of attention. Do you follow baseball much, Christine?
No, we don't.
No, not really, but I'm excited about Skeens. I want to see him play this summer.
He's fun to watch. I mean, he's... Now, he just turned 22, and he's making some of these veteran baseball players look silly at the plate. It's kind of fun.
Plus, everything I read, he's a gentleman. I kind of like that. Class act, raised right, whatever you want to say, because they get a lot of idiots in sports, just like we have idiots, but he seems like a good guy to me. A couple things I wanted to mention. It's kind of sad what's happened in our society with folks out there on the streets that are mentally ill. I've talked about this a hell of a lot. One of my boys sent me a note last night during rush hour. This is at 5, during rush hour. Naked guy jumping over vehicles on the parkway, right there in the bathtub. And he was. And he is. And he was mentally ill. And it's sad. Fortunately, the state police had medics in the area. And they got him and they're treating him. But this is where we're at now. The videos... are to watch because he's right in the middle of the road and he's naked. And we all can laugh and this is funny, but it's not funny. And it's kind of where we're at in society in America. And I've said it for years, the largest mental health facility in Western Pennsylvania is the damn jail. And that's a fact. Same in Chicago, same in Philly, same in New York, same in LA. We suck as a country with regard to how we treat people who are mentally ill. It's just...
Yet all you hear is it's mental health month, it's mental... But what are they actually doing?
My man, think about this. At least half of the people in the jail today are mentally ill. Larry, come on, man. If they told us that's how Russia was, we'd be like, whoa, that's horrible. But this is America. You know, Julian Gray is one of my friends. He's a great lawyer. We talk about elder law and taking care of older people. Let me transition to nursing homes. There are thousands and thousands of people, Larry, who cannot afford nursing care. It's $15,000 a month, bro. And they're paying employees $15 an hour. And they're closing down at a record rate. I'm not trying to bring people down on a holiday, but what I'm trying to say is, man, we need to learn to care a little more about each other. And I mean direct funding towards nursing care and mental health care. Come on, man. Come on. Where this man was killed, electrocuted. This rips my heart out, man. And let me say this. Here's what I know. And as this is investigated, it's a horrible, horrible tragedy. All I'm going to say is this, without getting into the details, which are horrifying. If you see caution tape, please, if you see do not pass this line tape, God bless you. We all do stupid crap. I know I do it every day, but please, ma'am, please pay attention. That's all I got to say about that. Hey, we're going to start off the show on something wonderful. My man, Bill Artman, the CEO and chair of Giant Eagle, is doing something magnificent. We're going to start it off on a really good note. You got to hear what Bill Artman is going to do with Giant Eagle.
Thanks, Marty. Christine. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.